Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Catalina with the evening news. The headlines. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi takes oath as Prime Minister for third consecutive term. BJP Nagaland to field candidates in 12 assembly constituencies for 2024 urban local bodies elections. Union Education Ministry constitutes four-member panel to review grace marks awarded to over 1,500 candidates in NEET UG exam and Class 8 and 9 Phase 1 examination 2024 to commence from tomorrow. Now the news in detail. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will take oath as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term this evening. The oath-taking ceremony is taking place now. The new Union Council of Ministers will also be administered the oath of office and secrecy by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Several leaders from neighbouring countries and Indian Ocean region are attending the swearing-in ceremony. On Friday, Modi had met the president and staked claim to form the new government. An NDA delegation led by BJP President JP Nadda had also met the president and submitted a letter stating that Narendra Modi had been elected leader of the BJP parliamentary party. Letters of support from NDA constituent parties were also handed over to the president. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP Nagaland State Unit, has informed its party karyakartas that it will field party candidates for the 2024 municipal and town council elections within 12 assembly constituencies where the BJP currently has sitting MLAs. The BJP Nagaland State Unit President, Benjamin Yeptomi, informed party workers that the party will not field candidates in municipal, town and council wards that fall under the 25 assembly constituencies represented by the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party NDPP and vice versa. Yeptomi maintained that in the 23 assembly constituencies not represented by either the BJP or the NDPP, the BJP will field candidates to those municipal and town council wards, ensuring a friendly contest. The president said that wherever possible, the BJP and the NDPP, through mutual understanding, will work to accommodate seats for each other, taking the winnability of the candidate into account. He said that this information is issued following wide consultations with its alliance partner, the NDPP, in the greater and common interest of the People's Democratic Alliance. Union Education Ministry has constituted a four-member panel to review grace marks awarded to more than 1,500 candidates in the National Eligibility Entrance Test undergraduate exam. Addressing a press conference, National Agency Testing Agency NTA Director General Subodh Kumar Singh said that the panel will be headed by a former UPSC chairperson. The NTA DG said the committee will submit its recommendations within a week and the results of these candidates might be revised. The results of medical dental entrance tests were announced on June 4 and thereafter aspirants have been alleging multiple issues demanding a fresh examination. Many aspirants have also approached court for relief on the matter. The exams recorded over 24 lakh registrations and 97% attendance. The Class 8 and 9 Phase 1 examination 2024 will commence from tomorrow. Routines are made available at the portal of the Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, at www.nbsenl.edu.in. Schools and students can visit the portal and download the routines. The NBSE had informed that examination routine will not be altered in the event of any unexpected holiday. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News and Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, will be conducting the HSLC Compartmental and Improvement Examination 2024 and HSSLC Compartmental and Improvement Examination 2024 simultaneously from 11th to 21st of June. In the HSLC Compartmental Examination 2024, 3,006 students have enrolled and in Improvement Examination, 81 students have been enrolled. The examination will be conducted in 18 centers in the district headquarters including Pungro subdivision. For HSS LC, 1,703 have enrolled for the compartmental examination and 77 students are enrolled under improvement of performance and candidates are allotted in 17 examination centers across the state. In compartmental, 1,227 are from art stream, 62 commerce, 414 science, while 8 from arts and 69 from science stream have enrolled for improvement examination. Further, the NBSC informed that the statistics booklets are uploaded in the board's portal and students who have enrolled for HSLC and HSSLC compartmental and improvement examinations 2024 are requested to check their examination centers at www.nbscadl.edu.in and collect their admit cards in their respective examination centers. Congress Parliamentary Party CPP Chairperson Sonia Gandhi has said the party's numbers in Parliament have increased significantly. Addressing the gathering at the CPP meeting in New Delhi, Gandhi said, not only is Congress a large contingent in the Lok Sabha, but it is also bolstered by the strength of INDIA bloc partners. Gandhi further said that the Bharat Jodo Yatra and the Bharat Jodo Nyay Yatra were historic movements that rejuvenated the party at all levels. Earlier, senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi was unanimously elected as the Congress Parliamentary Party chairperson. This year, the World Environment Day was celebrated under the theme Land Restoration, Desertification and Drought Resilience. This theme emphasized on the collective effort needed to restore land and ecosystem, protect biodiversity and combat climate change. Under the Nagaland Forest Management Project, NFMP, the Divisional Management Unit Kohima has made significant achievement in restoring 172.86 hectares of dune area under NFMP villages in Chepobozu and Semenu ranges, where an approximate of 69,203 saplings were planted. Through this plantation, the dune agroforestry approach has contributed to the environmental sustainability by reducing soil degradation. Under the mission Amrit Sarovar, which aims to conserve water for the future, the Amrit Sarovar at Tuphema PECCA Protection and Expansion of Community Conservation Area has undergone remarkable rejuvenation with the collective efforts of the entire community and the NFMP Kohima Division. This collaborative initiative has not only revitalized the water body, but also enhanced the lives of the local community and wildlife. And the Sihamar chapter of the First Presidential Trophy 2024 of the Northern Angami Youth and Sports Association Group D was held yesterday at Sihamar local ground. 12 villages under Nesa D took part in the First Presidential Trophy 2024 in the field of football and volleyball women. Gracing the event as a special guest, President Nagaland Football Coaches Association and former international football player Roko Angami maintained that sports has the power to change the world and unite the people. He commended Nesa D under the presidentship of Nikeso Zumu for initiating the first presidential trophy to promote sports, unity and peace in the society. Sports, he said, is no longer a time pass activity and called upon the youngsters to take up sports with seriousness, stay humble and maintain self-discipline to succeed in life. In the football match, Sihama defeated Nachama, Tiophema emerged winner against Temekuma and Chechama defeated Botsa. In women's volleyball, Botsa defeated Chechama while Sihama defeated Nachama. To end the news, a repeat of the headlines. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi takes oath as Prime Minister for third consecutive term. BJP Nagaland to fill candidates in 12 assembly constituencies for 2024 urban local bodies elections. Union Education Ministry constitutes four-member panel to review grace marks awarded to over 1,500 candidates in NEET UG exam and Class 8 and 9 Phase 1 examination 2024 to commence from tomorrow. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.